Over the last several weeks, we have been having fellowship with you concerning the matter of time. The Lord has given us time for the accomplishment of His purpose, and He gives us many new beginnings throughout the course of our life and throughout the course of our year, time where we can have a fresh start with Him. And we do know that we are facing the beginning of the new school year, and this is an excellent time for all of us to give the Lord a fresh and new consecration. We do believe that many of you have given the Lord a new consecration, either just now at the beginning of the school year or during this past summer through different events like the Summer Schools of Truth and the college trainings and the summer training. Many of you have been touched by the Lord to consecrate your lives to the Lord again and to give Him your future, to give Him your best cooperation for the accomplishment of His purpose. Our burden through this series of podcasts is to give you a way to go on in your consecration by scheduling various spiritual practices and putting them into your daily life schedule or your weekly schedule. We do know that many of you were touched by the Lord concerning the matter of the gospel and the salvation of your friends and your classmates and your family members. We know that in some of the various summer schools of truth and in the college trainings, several hundreds of young people went out to preach the gospel and even touched the fire of the gospel, the burden of the gospel. Well, we are concerned or burdened that this fire would be translated or transferred into your daily living at your school, wherever the Lord has placed you in your school. And so the burden that you have in the gospel would be directed toward those that are around you. Over the last several years, whenever we bring up the matter of the gospel, sometimes the saints, the young people, are either ashamed or scared of preaching the gospel. However, everyone admits that they have some deep concern for their closest friends or relatives. So we want to encourage you now at the beginning of this school year to set up the practice of praying for the ones you're burdened for on a regular basis. And we would encourage you even put this into either your daily or weekly schedule. And for this, it's best if you would prepare a list of the ones you're burdened for. Just write down name after name of the ones you are burdened that they would be saved. The list does not have to be long. It could just be one or two names, but according to your heart and your burden, maybe you could have as many as 10 names, and pray for them and pray regularly, either by yourself personally or with companions on a weekly basis. You could get together with one or two of your spiritual companions, and you could mention, each could mention two or three names, and together you could pray over these five or six or seven names week after week. And we encourage you to stand with one another for this burden. In an earlier series, we did share with you some principles of how to have these kind of prayers answered, such as we should have specific prayers. And before we pray, we should confess our sins, that there would not be any blockage between us and the Lord. Then our prayers will be answered. And when we pray, we should pray in faith. We should pray believing that the Lord will answer our prayer. It is God's desire that all men would be saved. So we should have the faith that God wants to answer this kind of prayer. We shouldn't look at the outward environment or at the condition of the ones we're burdened for. Don't trust in that. Trust in the Lord and pray in faith. In Mark 11:24, says that we should pray believing that we have already received what we are praying for. And finally, we should pray persistently. We should endure. And that's why it's good to have companions to pray with. Sometimes we might get discouraged by ourselves, but praying with others will strengthen our faith to keep praying persistently for the ones we are burdened for. Then we should not only pray, but we should also seek for the right opportunities to speak something to our friends. We should be ready, the word says, ready in season and out of season to speak the word of the Lord. So you never know when the opportunity might arise. It could be when you're walking to or from school or between classes or after school. It could happen when you're sitting together having lunch with your friends and someone will ask a question that could be a very good lead-in for the gospel. Even a simple question like, what did you do over the summer? You may have attended one of the conferences or the truth school or college training. You could easily say something. It doesn't mean that in one shot you have to speak about the entire of God's economy, but you could say something for the Lord. You can at least let people know that you're a Christian and that you love the Lord. This is a good way to practice what it says in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men. Wherever we are, we should let our light shine. We should at least let people know that we are believers in Christ. We shouldn't be ashamed of this. We shouldn't shy away from this. Actually, just this testifying, this witnessing that we love the Lord, that we are believers, that we are genuine Christians, will save us from many things, many temptations. We can speak something for the Lord in a way of sowing a seed. Like I said earlier, it doesn't mean that whenever the opportunity arises, we just speak the entire God's purpose and God's economy, but we can say something, that we learn something about the meaning of human life. And maybe when we have more time, we could set up a time to talk later. Even a little word like this, or to say something about the chart of God's economy, the two becomes, how God became a man. The Word became flesh in John 1:14, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. And many of us know what some people call the wire diagram to show the process that the Lord went through. And we can draw the three circles to show the three parts of man. We could let people know, oh, I was in a conference this summer, and we talked about this, that every human being has three parts. And just share that with them. And that will be a little seed within them. You just share with them. There's a verse in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that talks about spirit and soul and body. Just leave that with them. That's the sowing of a seed. Maybe at another opportunity, they will ask you more questions about this. Of course, you may end up in a conversation where they want to, with more time, and they want to know more, so they'll ask you more questions. I've heard this testimony over and over from so many young people, and I've experienced this as well myself. A question is asked. You may not feel like you're ready. You may not feel like it's the right environment or the right opportunity, but you just start to say something, and you're surprised with what comes out of you. You didn't realize how much got into you from what you heard in the conference or the truth school. And this becomes a great encouragement to you yourself, and you are watered by what you speak. It doesn't mean that when you speak, whoever you speak to will right away be saved. Remember, we are sowing the seeds. And it could be that there'll be another time of reaping later. Of course, there's also the possibility that the seed has been sown in this person at other times, and the Lord brings you at this occasion to reap that. And so don't think that it's impossible for people to be saved. Actually, many of us have experienced that in a out of the blue, we come into a conversation, and right there, where it seems an inopportune time, and it doesn't seem like it's the right place, but the person is willing to pray and be saved. Anyway, I hope that the Lord would bless you with these kinds of experiences, that this would not be something so foreign to you. At the beginning, just pray. Pray for our friends. Pray for our cousins and relatives and neighbors and classmates. Just pray persistently. And then be open to the Lord for the opportunities that He will open up for us. We should trust that if we pray, the Lord will both work in the hearts of the ones we're praying for, and the Lord will also work in the environment to open opportunities for us to say something for the Lord. And brothers and sisters, at the very least, it will save us from many temptations in the future. Just letting people know that we love the Lord, this will become a kind of protection for us. But not only this, actually, by speaking for the Lord and bearing fruit for the Lord, this is the way for us to maintain the enjoyment of the Lord. In John 15, the Lord speaks on the matter of abiding and bearing fruit. And then in verse 11, He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." When we speak for the Lord and bear fruit for the Lord's joy is within us, and our joy is made full. I hope that this, during this school year, every single one of you would experience this joy, the joy of bearing fruit for the Lord. So I hope that you would pray, "Lord, this school year, Lord, I want to bear fruit. Lord, this school year, give me at least one fruit, one remaining fruit for you. Save my friend or my classmate or my cousin." Pray specifically, and the Lord will work with you, and you will work with the Lord, and His joy will fill you in this matter of fruit bearing. I do hope that during this school year, you all will have the enjoyment of this kind of experience. Pray with your companions for this. Pray, and the Lord will give you the burden. The Lord will give you the boldness. And the Lord will give you the way, the opportunity to speak something to your friends. You may even have the burden to approach the serving ones in your place and maybe have a gospel meeting to bring your friends together, that the gospel could be preached to them. Then it would really be a corporate labor of all the young people, of all the students in your locality. Pray for this. I want to leave you with these verses in Romans chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. Maybe you could even pray read these together with your companions. "I am debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to foolish. So for my part, I am ready to announce the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel. "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, both to Jew first and to Greek." May the Lord take you on in your burden for your friends and solidify your consecration to Him. O Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.